you've made it through another week. And now, you don't know what to watch. Can't Netflix and chill, because it's been family movie night ever since the damn Rona hit. Not to worry, these bros got you covered. With reviews on movies and streaming shows. Even YouTube. And yes, I said YouTube. This is the Bro Rants Movie Review Show. Better grab some popcorn. It's gonna be good.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, thank God it is Friday.
Thank God it is Friday.
Woo! Man, what Friday!
This dude. And you guys caught him saying that, actually. That was pretty good. Friday! Yeah.
Friday.
Okay, there we go. Morbid Ray is back in the house.
I wouldn't say.
We missed you.
I wouldn't say I'm morbid.
We missed you. No, not morbid. It's the teensy-insy. So, what
more,
do you got?
More like rigid.
Rigid?
I think I'm more rigid than
that. Oh, man. This dude says goodbye. Woo! This dude says goodbye like, bye, Felicia. He's not a warm goodbyer. This dude was like, bye!
What the fuck? Well, I told you how my household was.
Bro, you're like, bye! Huh? Hey, Ray. Hey, man. We talked to later. All right, man. You be cool. Yeah, you too. All right, brother. Hey, later, bro. Talk to you. Bye.
Hey, it's over and done.
Hello, bye. Ray? Hey. When you get off the phone with Ray, when I get off the phone with you, bro, it's like I'm confused. I'm like, is he mad? Because he just said bye. Bye.
Hey, it's
bye. Hey, I'll call you back, all right? Bye.
The way I say it is like we're ending a conversation, right?
Nah, you say it like you're ending a relationship, a friendship, anything of that nature. I sit there questioning life, like, oh, did I give off the wrong signal?
But don't I call back?
Maybe sometimes now. I don't know, bro. Sometimes your boss got me questioning whether you're gonna call back or not.
I'm man, like,
gosh, damn, still gonna call me back? I don't know. So anyway, what we got on the dock this day for movie reviews, man?
Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma. This was eye opening, but it's things that I knew.
Yeah, I would agree. I knew these things.
Yeah,
but I want to say watching it just opens your eyes up to the intricacies of it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a little bit, it's more than what we think it is.
Yeah, it's definitely more than what it is. But before we touch on that, let's go ahead and play the trailer.
Okay.
Of course, for the people.
All right.
When you go to Google and type in climate change is, you're going to see different results depending on where you live and the particular things that Google knows about your interests.
That's not by accident. That's a design technique.
What I want people to know is that everything they're doing online is being watched, is being tracked. Every single action you take is carefully monitored and recorded.
A lot of people think Google's just a search box and Facebook's just a place to see what my friends are doing. What they don't realize is there's entire teams of engineers whose job is to use your psychology against you.
I was the co-inventor of the Facebook like button.
I was the president of Pinterest.
Google. Twitter. Instagram.
There were meaningful changes happening around the world because of these platforms. I think we were naive about the flip side of that coin.
We get rewarded by hearts, likes, thumbs up, and we conflate that with value and we conflate it with truth.
A whole generation is more anxious, more depressed.
I always felt like fundamentally it was a force for good. I don't know if I feel that way anymore.
Facebook discovered that they were able to affect real world behavior and emotions without ever triggering the user's awareness. They are completely clueless.
Fake news spreads 6 times faster than true news. We're being bombarded with rumors.
If everyone's entitled to their own facts, there's really no need for people to come together. In fact, there's really no need for people to interact.
We have less control over who we are and what we really believe.
If you want to control the population of your country, there has never been a tool as effective as Facebook.
We built these things and we have a responsibility to change it. The intention could be, how do we make the world better?
If technology creates mass chaos, loneliness, more polarization, more election hacking, more inability to focus on the real issues, we're toast.
This is checkmate on humanity.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Just goes to show how sometimes technology, even made for good, there's a flip side to it.
Yeah, but I mean, we kind of know this already. I mean, there's always a
flip side to anything.
Yeah, pretty much. If you go to eating healthy,
yeah.
If you eat healthy, you can't do too much of it. I mean, there's a negative side to everything.
Yeah, I know there's people that have given up meat that actually their bodies needed that protein, the red meat,
yeah,
because they've ended up really sick or whatever. Going to the extreme as far as being a vegan or whatnot. I think some people biologically can handle that diet. And some people can't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It goes into like everybody's bodies are different.
Yeah,
you got to figure out what's good for you.
Yeah.
But on to Social Dilemma, though. Oh. I mean, it seems like we kind of know this already as far as we know that devices being on them prolonged hours and times, and it can be addictive, super addictive. I mean, we all have kids. Well, we don't all have kids, but when we have our kids out there on the devices, we're like, come on, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. We know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just with gaming and everything as well. I'm just saying, as far as when they mentioned the statistics, as far as how it went up, I think the 157% for kids that were born with social media in the social media era. So now they've become more depressed, more suicidal. Fucking suicide has gone up 150 or something percent with these age groups. And not only that, man, I know they're touching on kids only in this generation, but man, it's an adults too, because I think you have adults reaching midlife crisis and they're seeing other adults. And not only that, they're seeing kids, they're seeing teenagers live this, what they believe is this amazing adventurous life and travel. And they're like, what the fuck did I do with my life? What
on
did
that,
I do
with my world? On that note, one of our kids one day came to me and said, she was complaining about her life, about how her life wasn't great and this and that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, how old?
At that time, I think she was like 16, mm-hmm. 16, 15, yeah. 16. And so she went to like a social media site and clicked on one of her friends. Yeah. And it was a picture of her friend, and I think her friend was somewhere like at a beach somewhere on a vacation, and she's like, look at her face, her life is perfect.
Wow.
And I said, do you know that's a snapshot of one moment in somebody's life? You have no idea what's going on in her life. I mean, that's just a one moment.
And that's it. Yeah, you have no idea what's happening on in these people's lives. And here's the thing, it's filtered. The images are filtered. The moments are pre-planned. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, let me set this up like it's a candid picture. It's nothing's candid. It's all planned. It's like reality TV where it's scripted. It's just a scripted moment. And like I said, you know, it's all filtered, and they make sure they get the best angle, the best shot, and then they have other filters that make you look skinnier and prettier and less flaws, and there's a beauty filter and all this other crap.
And the thing is that you and I, we have enough wisdom to know that that's not true.
Exactly.
But because she grew up in this age of devices and not having wisdom and not live life, she thinks that what she sees is actually true to what she sees on the picture, which is
absolutely
not reality.
Yeah, and to touch on what you were saying, what they were saying in there, even saw it in the trailer, how they created this like button to boost happiness and positivity, not realizing that the small gratification created by that would be the analytics of, I got 30 likes for this yesterday. Now I've got 2 likes for closely the same pic today. What's wrong? People don't like me as much. People don't, because it's a like.
Yeah.
So if you're not liking it, you're the opposite of like, you're disliking it.
Yeah.
Crazy how one psyche can play into the negative outlook of it. Not like, oh, I've got 2 likes, 2 people, you know, I like, it's shit, I don't have enough.
I think one of our kids tried to devise some kind of fake app that, or some kind of app that helped them get likes.
I remember you telling me
to
that.
Boost the likes to make it look like they were more popular or more hip than everyone else.
Yeah,
just to be popular.
Wow, damn! And how did that work out for him?
I don't know. I didn't how many follow. Likes they I, got? I didn't follow up with that. I was just like, this is ridiculous.
It is definitely ridiculous, but it's definitely eye-opening to see just how we are the product. Your kids are the actual product. You're not literally, your information is being sold to these other companies, to these third and fourth parties, you know what I mean? And you're the product. It's crazy. And if you're not paying attention, how it is made for you to pick up your phone and actually, it controls our impulses. That's the crazy shit. This is AI.
You're actually living in your own Truman Show.
Yeah, you are. Your personalized Truman Show. We all have some, you know, we all have it, and it's literally keeping our attention, our focus. How many of you actually wake up in the morning and don't look at your phone to see what social media is saying, or who commented, who wrote you back, or who followed whatever story? I don't know how a lot of this shit works, but because, you know, we just got into all that crap. But how many of you don't do that? Let me know, you wake up in the morning, first thought is,
I'm guilty.
You do that?
Oh, yeah. I look for emails, you know, for the show.
Yeah.
I look and see what's going on as far as the weather.
Yeah. Well, I think that's different. As far as the show, that's different. That's work related. I'm talking about as far as social media related. No. I think you're more so, because you said weather and the show, it's more so work related, I think. You're not looking to see how much likes or something we got, did you, or anything like that, do you?
Unfortunately, no.
Exactly. So
it's
Yeah, because you're not part of that whole thing. No,
it doesn't. I'm not a prisoner of that.
Absolutely. See, that's what I'm saying. As far as you and I think we're more so like how, who can we get on the show, or even if it's not the show, like, okay, what email responded to what, whether it's work related or not. Or I look at text messages, like, oh, my mom texts and my brothers.
Right, right.
So it's more so that. It's more so family, or it's more so the third G, the third G generation as far as text messaging. So I still live in that generation, not the social media generation where I need that gratification.
But isn't that still part of the addiction too, though?
What's that? The text messaging and stuff?
I mean, you have to, your device. Isn't that the device? Or we just,
I think it's just solely on the media. I think the social media part, where it's people you don't know. You don't know these people. You know, and you just have them liking your stuff, and you're trying to compete with other people.
Gotcha.
So, that's why I think it's more so touching on that.
Because I was asking my kids one day about how long could you go without a device?
Yeah.
Some of them said 3 days. Some of them said 1 hour.
Wow. whoever said 3 days is a good liar, because I don't know about all that. I mean, we try to talk to our daughters at the table. I'm like, hey, put down your phones, girls. Like, Egypt and Kaylee, I'm like, put down your phones. And they're like, and they, Kaylee will sit there and she's got something playing on from Netflix, and it's just everything has their attention. And it's like, holy crap, can we just talk? And it's like you said, it's like our lives are not interesting enough to just say, how's it going? Like, what happened today in school? Or, you know, what's going on with your boyfriend or your friends? It's just like, no, I don't want to talk about it. And they just go right there. And I think, you know, so you, sometimes you have, well, I have daughters, so the mood swings are there rapid. You know what I mean? So it's always constant. So it's like, you don't know whether it's social media. And I've seen it happen to, oh, a friend pulls up, oh, they said they weren't feeling good and they're at the beach, or they're hanging out with this friend. So it's like everything, like you said, the Truman Show, everything's Big Brother, and people are telling on themselves without even knowing they're telling on themselves. So they're like, oh, you know, oh no, I'm not friends with this girl. And next, you know, they're at a party, or the girl invites them to their birthday party and they're in the mist or whatever. And you're like, and so next, you know, your teenager's pissed because they indirectly found something out, and now they're, you know, pissed at a friend, and now they're taking it out on you, poor parents. So that's the stuff we have to deal with. There's so much, I think so much, there's a lot of good with the social media because it brings people together, but there's also a lot of, I think there's a lot more cons than pros with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think because you're always comparing it to the next, you know, you're trying to be like the next or be better than the next, and it's always competition.
Yeah, I mean, definitely competition. I mean, I think, I don't know if your kids have watched this, because it might be a rude awakening. So like, probably like, it almost be like an intervention. You show an alcoholic, hey, these are your habits. This is, I don't know how kids would react to this. Maybe it might be eye opening to sit there and show your kids like, this is you. This is what it's doing to you. Look, they don't really care. They're just selling you. And not only that, did they show, I forgot what country it was, that it showed that it literally control the outcome of an election, and it brought civil war to one of these foreign countries. It was crazy.
Yeah, I think it was it Africa?
Was it Africa? I can't remember. And I'm like, this is and that basically it had a lot of influence on the 2016 election.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, the Russians hacked. No, they didn't hack. They just bought ads, and that's all they had to do. And you know, they're saying with Facebook that Facebook allowed fake news to without fact checking and stuff, let it, hey, if you pay for it and you spread it, it doesn't matter. We're not obligated. And that's why they got in so much trouble federally, on that federal level, with the information that they were allowing third parties to put in that could actually affect a country. And I know that, you know, the developers of a lot of these apps and stuff like that. One of them that was on Rogan, you said his name was?
Tristan Harris.
Tristan Harris, and we wrote him. So, Tristan, if you get this, please respond. It would be really cool to have you on the show. I would love to sit there and talk to someone that actually had a part in this.
Yeah.
You know, because we have to use your products in order to promote our product. So it'd be nice to talk to the person that created, I had some part of creation in any of it.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know what I mean? And the fact that these people don't even want their kids to be on it. Some of these developers are like, no, keep.
They know better.
Yeah, it's literally having the devil in your household and in every room. I remember TV used to be the devil. Like, it was raising your kids. It was raising you.
I think it was called Hellavision.
Oh, really? That's what you guys called it?
I mean, not our household. I mean, not us, but there are other households that called it Hellavision.
Oh, wow. I just remember that being, it's so funny. So everything progresses, right? Because you had television being this, then you had the cell phone being, oh gosh, you have a cell phone with you now that you can't leave the house. You have to turn back. Well, it used to be the beeper. Now you have to, know, the beeper. So you got to beep. You got to stop off at a payphone. You don't see payphones anymore.
There is one locally here.
Just one, right?
Library.
The library? There's one there at the library?
Right outside.
Oh, wow. Speaking of, I got to get a library card. Get some books. get some books up in here, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Off topic, but... well, I was saying, so the progression of that, from the beepers to the telephones, and then you had, like, it was so funny because I remember being younger and there was no, you know, the cell phones were, you know, it's like this high price thing you couldn't touch. And it's funny how they made everything, they always bring it down to make it affordable to get people on this band.
Yeah, it began with the phone bag.
What's the phone bag? What's that?
You don't remember the phone bag? Oh. It was basically like,
like this board right here, and it was a bag and a phone. It was like a portable phone that only rich folks had. Drug dealers or rich people had this phone.
Cause really?
Because it was like a dollar a minute or something.
Oh wow! No, I never heard. Is that the cell phone that was gray and big?
Yeah, but this was a cell phone. This was the cell phone. This was more of a bag of, it was like a phone in a bag. When you get a chance, Google it.
I'll have to Google it. It sounds like a wine in a box.
Gosh damn, Ray, where you come up with this stuff? I'm kidding. This is some crazy shit, yo.
I'm surprised you never heard of the
phone. I'm just wondering right now, if any of you guys ever seen Vampire in Brooklyn, I'm wondering how old is this mofo?
Gosh damn, Ray, you a vampire? You didn't. No, holy you didn't. Crap.
Oh, man.
This dude said, hey, do you remember the switchboard?
What?
The switchboard? No, I don't remember. I remember seeing that. So you called out, you rang the operator, and you told him who you want to call?
No, but seriously, that was the phone in the bag.
Okay, well, the phone in the bag and then the cell phone. I'll just play along. The phone in the bag because, you know,
But you remember beepers, all right?
I remember beepers, yeah, but okay. This dude was in the Navy. Okay. So he may have PTSD, so I'm going to be real cool with brother right now.
Yeah, I remember. The phone in the bag. Oh, yes, Ray.
Okay, cool. So,
oh man,
the phone in the bag, and then the beepers, the phone in the bag, and the cell phones. Okay, so let's get to the cell phones now.
Yes,
the ones that are not in the bag, the ones you kept in your pocket. So,
we've moved down to regular phones now.
Well, I'm saying, the cell phones, it was like, do you remember the anxiety you had? I remember getting a cell phone and not having this sense of freedom. It was like, whoa. At first it was convenient, and you were like, oh shit, people know you have a cell phone, and they call you, now you have to pick up. It's no longer, I left my phone at home, you call, leave a message. It was like, now you have, and I have the phone with me, there's no breathing room. So it was like a sense of anxiety.
I think I had to make people wait till it was like, because they had the 7 and 7 or 9, the 9 o'clock thing where you can only call at certain times to be free or something.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so the weekend thing, they used to charge you for everything.
Yeah, it used to be crazy prices.
It was crazy price. I remember my brothers, man, they were like, they worked first and whatever. So my twin brother, my older brother, Richard, I got to tell you, I'm going to have a show one day.
That twin brother that you was in the boy band with?
This dude's hilarious. Yeah, man, come on now.
Come on, we didn't. What was the boy band name?
What was your boy band called? Hey, so do you guys? My brothers, man, I got brothers that look like doppelgangers of people.
Doppelgangers,
Yeah, my older brother looks like Jordan Peele.
Oh, the light skinned dude.
No, the other one with the glasses. The shorter guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He looks just like him. Yeah. My youngest brother looks like a 5'10 LeBron James.
Why you have to say LeBron James?
Because he looks like LeBron James. You don't believe me? I got doppelgangers, bro. Anyway, besides the point, what I'm trying to get at.
What is it? Say it again. It's a
Was it a doppelganger? What is it called? What is it called?
Doppelganger,
because this dude watches all these vampires and shit.
Doppelganger?
Wait, say it again?
Doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Yeah.
Doppelganger.
Yeah, you're right. It is because of the vampire shows.
I know it's why. Doppelgangers.
But I think it's what I watch.
But I know. Vampire Diaries. I know how to say switchboard. anyhow. So they had cell phones and stuff first. Growing, you know, they worked first, so they went and got, and they would pay literally $500 and whatever for these cell phones as far as their monthly, you know, $100-$200, because these calls would, you know, there was long distance they charged you for, it was local calls. I don't think local calls were free, they were like a quarter. I don't know what they were a minute, but nothing was free when you paid for it. And this was what Sprint, I think, or Nokia. Remember Nokia used to have their phones?
Yeah, Nokia.
Yeah, man. So I just remember them having it, and I was like, yo,
look at them now. Who has a Nokia now?
Exactly.
And it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about it is, remember when cell phones first came out, they were not affordable for kids. When they actually, the smartphones came out, they weren't affordable. They're still not affordable. Said,
For kids, for anybody.
No, they weren't affordable, exactly. And they somehow made it obtainable as far as making monthly plans and payments so your four-year-old can have an iPhone 12 that's coming out or whatever.
Right.
And, like, these kids need these technologies, the iPad, everything. It just...
Everybody has phones now.
Everyone has a phone. And so if you say... If you don't have a phone, you looked at it as weird. It's like,
as, yeah, it's very odd if you don't have a phone.
And it's almost like how it's how they put it psychologically in our head, reverse psychology, that we need this. Like, oh man, I can't get on the road without this phone, or God forbid something would happen, I need this phone. Versus we were doing this for hundreds of years and didn't have a cell phone, but traveled the highways and the byways with maps.
Yeah,
and
but
made it.
The thing is nowadays that we don't have any more pay phones anymore.
Yeah.
Nor do they really even have the maps anymore. Like they used to. Used to have the Rand McNally maps? Yeah.
Rand McNally maps.
Mm-hmm. The ones you would find in like gas stations. They would have that all the time. But
I've only seen these in movies, but
yeah.
Yo, how old was this brother? This was a damn vampire. Vampire of Volusia.
Yeah, so
nah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen it in I've seen it in National Lampoon Vacation. Anyhow, guys, on that note, please watch out, watch The Social Dilemma with your family. Show your kids. Say, hey, watch this. You know, do some homework. Hey, watch this. Just watch this, and maybe it might be eye opening to them.
It's very informative, and you learn a lot, and.
It's scary, man. It's scary as shit.
It is. It just makes you mindful of what you kind of already know, but it puts it in perspective of things you should not want to have for your kids.
Yeah, it makes it very mindful, and I just, like I said, it almost makes you kind of hopeless in a sense. If we don't change things, like, what is this world going to be in 5-10 years? Like, are we going to be all narcissists? Are we, you know what I mean? It's scary, man.
Well, according to someone, I'm not going to say his name, but we're going to have phones hooked to our brains.
Was that Elon Musk?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to have chips, too. It's called the Mark of the Beast. And on that note, for all you Bible thumpers and all you switchboard lovers.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like my boy over here. We out.
Yeah.
Yo, go watch The Social Media Dilemma. Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma.
Like, subscribe, share, comment.
You heard the man. Like, subscribe, share, or comment. You know, we comment, or we're just, you're gonna make us depressed. Actually, you know what? I'm just gonna. Oh,
God. Good night, everyone.
You don't want to know, guys. Oh, my. I'm gonna slip my wrist. I'm just Ray. I'm gonna slip my. Gosh, damn it.